If you have not become a patron of the Geocache Talk Network, what are you waiting for? Patron levels start as low as a bison tube level at $3 a month. To sign up is easy. Simply go to the Geocache Talk website and click on the Become a Patron button or go to patreon.com/geocachetalk. Patrons now get the famous blackout coin, invites to special events, and other really great items throughout the year. Become a patron today. Have you subscribed to FTF Magazine yet? FTF Magazine is the number one geocaching magazine available. It is a quarterly magazine that you can be part of. Submit your geocaching milestones and adventures to be published. FTF Magazine is also interactive with puzzles to solve and the hunt to find Spartacus. If you can solve the puzzle or find Spartacus, then you will be entered in to win a special pack tag. Every new subscription, you will receive a special swag pack. Subscribing is easy. Just visit FTF's website, ftfgeo.com. Don't miss out and subscribe today.
Logwork, the creators of the fantastic logbook, made with genuine write-in-the-rain paper, the logbook's designed for the micro-containers of the present and future, geared towards the hider who'd rather go caching than doing cache maintenance. Find them at logwork.com. That's logwerk.com.
Hello, and welcome to Challenge Talk, part of the Geocache Talk Network. You can watch the show live on the second Tuesday of each month. Feel free to jump onto YouTube, Facebook, or X to watch the broadcast live and join the wonderful and active chat room, or listen to the entire show later on your favorite podcast player.
Tonight, we're going to talk about Jasmer and the game within the game.
I'm so excited. I love Jasmer. And we also have prizes to give away each show to our listeners. Between each show, be sure to email your challenge cache finds to challengetalkpodcast@gmail.com, and you could be a winner.
Later in the show, we'll also play our special game exclusively for the live audience, the Wheel of Challenges. So listen live, get your email app ready, follow the instructions when the time comes so you can have a chance at winning tonight's grand prize.
That's right. And at the end of the show, we'll highlight some of the challenge caches you found, and someone will win our coveted monthly giveaway. So welcome, everyone. Hi, Tim. Hi, Jesse. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, there was a Seabeck Tribe picked that up, that we have a guest tonight in the studio.
We do. We brought along a fellow passionate Jasmer cacher, so this conversation is going to be great.
Yeah, and that other podcast, what is it called, Geocache Talk? They started to do a Jasmer conversation, but it didn't go very well. It kind of went off the rails.
As usual, we got our it's talk. This is specific challenge talk. We just talk, and that's generally right. What happens. We go rabbit holes everywhere, and
yeah. And we're gonna go deeper. We're gonna stat geek out like we always do. So I'm very excited. Hey, and I'm seeing right away in the chat that Cash Addict Mel said she signed a challenge cash in 2018 to complete her fizzy grid, and she finally claimed that in this weekend. So congratulations. Whoa. What a good way to start the show.
Yeah.
So how has your month been, Tim?
A little bit quiet. I've been working, getting some trips ready to go. I'm preparing to go to Geo Woodstock and trying to pack as much around that trip as I can. And for the first time ever, I have prepared, plotted, and built my cache page for my very first challenge hide.
All right. Very good.
All I got to do is go out into the woods and place it. I've been waiting for warm weather to come to Michigan so I can go hike out in the woods and place this little sucker. And then as soon as I do, I've already checked with the reviewer. He said it would qualify. I checked in with the Project GC folks. My script is written. And all I got to do is hide it. Hide it.
Any teaser on what it's about or not yet?
It won't be Jasmer. It's a fizzy.
Okay, cool.
Fizzy is the variety of life.
There you go.
You said little guy out there that you're hiding. What are you hiding in the woods? What kind of container?
it will be a, well, now I'm giving a lot away.
Oh, okay. Well, don't give it away. Don't ruin it if it is.
Yeah.
What size is it? Without giving any details.
some might consider it a small, some might consider it a micro. It's going to be a preform tube with a log work in it. So
I'm guessing there's going to be some kind of camouflage on it, though.
No.
Oh, okay.
I want it perfectly visible.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
That's not the hard part. And if anybody remembers what the Texas Challenge Longhorn Trail was comprised of, it's going to be one of those.
Was that was the ones at the bottom of poles, wasn't it? Oh, okay. I mean, you stick that sucker up in a tree, man. If they can meet the challenge, they can get there to it.
Depends on how it's rated. So we'll that see. I don't have the rating set yet. The challenge itself is pretty hard. It's a triple type of fizzy. So you're gonna have to get three different fizzies to fix it out. So
yeah, and we've heard about your fizzy antics lately, your fizzy goals. So I can imagine a little bit of difficulty there. Well, good. That's very good to hear, Tim.
Thanks. And how has your month been?
Well, I've had a quiet month too, but it's been all about planning. If everything goes well this year, I'm going to take two trips and achieve triple Jasmer and only be three away from quad Jasmer. So it's a big Jasmer year for me. I'm planning that trip. It's going to be up to Michigan and Indiana. So Tim and I are going to be able to see each other if you're in the area. We're going to have an event. And that includes Power Island. So just putting it out there, going to Power Island on Sunday morning, May 26th. If anyone wants to join us, we have space in our boat. That would be a little fun. Join us.
I wish.
I've already got it.
So bad.
Woodstock. Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Jesse? You've been getting a few Jasmer caches lately, right?
Yeah. I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and if you look just like at the numbers, my caches look so low for the year since I've been down here in Florida. But we've been working on big goals instead of like hitting numbers. So, you know, the first year we got down here, we wanted to finish the county runs for all the here. And we did all of Florida and a third of Georgia. And we've done all the way up to South Carolina where my daughter's living. So we've kind of been branching out in the counties. But the big thing we're working on this year is, which is taking a lot of planning, is our 50 states or 51 if you include D.C. So we'll have that finally finished off this year. So that's taken up a lot of our caching. But the other one is Jasmer, which we're going to talk about tonight. I have every single thing planned out for the rest of Jasmer all the way up to the quad. And we've been picking off some of those Jasmers. And it kills me, but at the same time, I like it. And we'll probably get into it later. But, like, I'll drive an hour, grab a Jasmer cache. Because there's some down here in Florida because I've been living in Colorado for so long. And I'll go grab one. And I'm like, there's so many caches I'm driving by. But that's the time I have. And that's my goal. So I'll go get there and then come back.
Right.
And
right.
Like, oh, gosh. You got to, like – And Christy,
you do blinders, right? To stay on task for goals. Yeah.
She knows, because she's been caching with me since the very beginning. And we're both cachers, right? It's not like a snuggle muggle or anything like that. She will mess with me. She's like, I bet we're driving by another cache. I bet we're driving by another. I'm like, stop. I'm going to pull off the road and we're going to get every one of these. We'll never make it home. But because we have such limited time right now, we're like, okay, we can drive straight there and back, you know, three counties over and get this one cache and come back home. But we have to not look anywhere else. We cannot stop anywhere else.
Right.
So numbers are low, but I'm really ticking off the marks for the goals, our big goals that we have going on.
Experiences are priceless. Very good. Yeah. Very good.
That and Adventure Labs. We're killing the Adventure Labs because we're
exploring. Yeah, I've been hearing you talk about that. Yeah, good.
And I hate those normally. I did. I used to say that. I thought they were stupid when they first came out. Not the mega version, but the ones where people were putting them out. I thought, this is kind of silly. I'll get a film. It's stupid. But we got to a new state, and they're so good for exploring a new town, like a little town. You find them in all these little towns, and it's like historic stuff that somebody made for their town. And if you're exploring a new town and you're not going out on a power cache, it's great. Because you can, like, we like to walk a lot. We did 8.5 miles, 22,000 steps the other day doing Adventure Labs.
Okay.
Just walking around town. Just there's a lot in that town. But I'm like, that's a perfect day. So I can't really talk much trash about them anymore because we're really enjoying them. It doesn't really fit into the challenge world because you currently can't really do much with it, but I still love it. So
I love the whole game. I love the whole game. Everything's wonderful. Yeah. That's why we're here. Yeah. Well, cool. Well, we have a lot of news items this month, so we're going to get started with a vault key clue. Wait, that's on the agenda, but do we have one? Maybe not. Never mind. We don't have one.
I saw that on the top of the news item. We don't have a key. We don't have one. Never mind.
So instead of a vault key clue, we're going to show you a different image. This is the QR code for our March Madness Showdown. I'm not sure I have the title right there, but this is voting cash types against cash types. Jesse, is this down to a final four or something? Where is this
down at? To the final two.
Final two. Okay.
So it's down to the final two, and you're going to get me to say it wrong, but I believe it's virtual versus mega.
Oh, okay. Virtual versus mega.
You know what? Pizza Ninja's in there. Pizza Ninja, tell me if that's right. Virtual versus mega. He's in the chat room, so he can tell us for sure.
He's in the chat room. Yep.
We just talked about it like 3 days ago. You'd think I'd know, but.
All right. Well, this is April 9th, and this is open for just a few more days. So make sure to follow this QR code or get onto our Facebook page to follow the link to vote in the final matchup.
Okay. I did say that wrong. The virtual one, the legacy one, it's Mystery versus Mega. Duh, I know that.
Mystery versus Mega.
It fit in
Mega
for tonight because it includes challenge caches. I don't know why I wasn't thinking that right.
Right.
That's all right. Yes, remember, mystery includes challenges. So correct. You're here for a reason.
And if you're listening to this show, I know which way you're voting. So
okay, all right. So that's up. That's one of the pieces of news that we had tonight. So
all right, good. Now that we're straight. I also wanted to share. I said last month that I'm gearing up for some awesome coin challenges in Oregon. This first event is coming up May 4th. It's a Comic-Con event that is in the city of Medford, Oregon, and it's a one-day coin event. These things are pretty fun. You're going to walk through the whole Comic-Con area. Vendors are going to have clues to help you earn your coin. So that's a lot of fun on May 4th. You can see the GC code there, GCAMPZP. And also on May 18th, the City of Sutherland, Oregon, 6th Annual Coin Challenge, GCAJ7GX. And we'll have all those links in our show notes. So that's on May 18th. So two awesome opportunities in Oregon to earn a coin with a challenge. I love doing those. Yeah,
that's very cool.
I love them. All right. We had also an update came out of Project GC just a day or two ago. I think it was yesterday, maybe. And this is related to signed challenges in Project GC. So it said, according to official guidelines, a challenge cache can be physically signed before the challenge itself is met. Later, when the geocacher fulfills the requirement, the challenge can also be logged online, but not before. For this reason, profile stats have included a section that shows all challenges with notes, but no found log on them, together with a current known status from the challenge checker. So all that could have been seen in your profile. Since these aren't really statistics, they will now be moved out of profile stats and added as their own page instead. The whole challenges tab and profile stats is for paying members only, and so is the new page. So basically it's just a shift in location for where you're going to find your progress on challenge caches that you've written a note for because you've signed the log. Right. And we have that whole announcement in our show notes, and we'll have the link to that new page on Project GC.
Yeah, this one caught me off guard today because usually I will go to my challenges tab and this is where it shows you the ones that you have signed and logged and submitted, the ones you've completed. You have your calendar. There's the DT and then the ratings. And then down here used to be all the ones that you signed but weren't qualified. They're gone until you now look under your profile tab. And that's where you find the signed challenges. And
yeah,
it's
so
a
it looks
different looking page.
Yeah, it looks different because it's popped out of that profile format, but everything is there. And
yeah, I like it. It shows the country and whether you qualify or not. Still, I have a whole bunch. that I need to keep logging these challenges. So yeah, anyway, that's what that's all about. And it's interesting that they moved it off onto that page. I think it'll be a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah. So thought that was really pertinent to you guys, our audience.
All right,
Tim, do you want to take some cheeky Brit news?
Sure. Yeah, that's what I was going to. Let's see. We got some of this. We got some of this from the Cheeky Brit. It's something he's working on, and I really think it's an very interesting challenge. It is designed after the Big Sky Conference, which if you're into sports, you know that the Big Sky area is out in the western area. And it's based on the schools and the counties where those schools are at. And I know that they said they're working on a Pac-12 series. There's going to be some other series. And I can see this is as a series of caches. You know, in order to claim your challenge, you're going to have to find X number of caches within a school area. So it is still being.
Yeah, so he's gathered people in all these different Big Sky conference areas, school areas, to hide this these sets of caches. And just so the everyone knows, you can go to these Big Sky cities and complete these different challenges that are related to each other. Right. And so we have a link to GCAFTMM. That's just one of the caches in the series, but you can get the gist of this series and what you have to do to accomplish it by going to that cache page. So yeah, just a really unique take on challenges.
Yeah. So thanks, Cheeky Brit, for submitting that.
People have great ideas. I love it. This is why I love your submissions, because I don't come up with this stuff on my own.
Well, and the funny thing is, when post-moratorium, when they came out with the new rules, people got online and complained constantly. There's like, there's no way we're going to be able to make challenges now. Nobody's going to be able to come up with anything. I'm like, okay.
Wait, come on. Just wait. Just hold my
beer. More creative stuff that's come out now than beforehand. Every time the rules change, people are like, oh, that's the end of it. It'll never work anymore. There's more stuff that's come out now than ever did before. I think it's great.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah, it just takes time to learn what the new rules are and figure out how to be creative with them. And maybe you talked earlier about adventures. Adventures, you can't create a challenge based on an adventure right now, but you can base a qualification on an adventure. So like if you're doing so many cache types in a day, your busy day, an adventure can qualify if the challenge owner accepts it. And you have
to. Can that be built into a checker?
It can be built into a checker. It can be built in or it cannot be. Last year's Cache Fest, we were specifically asked if adventures would qualify in terms of the count.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I checked in with our resident challenge builder, and he said yes, whether you do or not. So my busy day is like 14 cache types in a day, and one of those cache types is an adventure lab. You need to be a premium Project GC member for it to count, and I learned that based on the leap day. The leap day checker does not check your busy day for adventures. And that's a premium versus non-premium thing, according to my checker writer.
That is an interesting difference. I can see how challenges will eventually be folded in, but the limitations obviously are, you know, location. They don't count as a certain location. So that's going to stop a lot of challenges. But with the new subtypes that they have, I forget what they're called right now on top of my head, but with the new subtypes they have for those challenges, I'm hoping they open that part up, because that's a lot of new challenges to do.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. And, you know, especially with the adventure type or the classification.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever the name of that is. I can't remember the name of that. But
Right. Mm-hmm.
Cool. So more news?
Yeah, but we just have news on news on news tonight. So this was a user submission of something, a cool observation. This is from BGenius regarding GC3K DXR Milestone Challenge. And she says, in order to find a claim on this cache, you must have at least five different type of icons listed as finds for your milestones. Any type of icon counts as long as there are five different types. But the only milestones that count are the ones on your Groundspeak generated milestone page. Unlike most challenges that get easier the longer you cache, this one gets harder and harder the longer you cache. Although I might not be able to sign it physically, I'm definitely going to work towards qualifying and maybe see if I can put something out similar near me. So that was just a neat observation on kind of the backwards on something getting easier versus more difficult the longer you go. And again, that's GC3KDXR. Milestone challenge.
Yeah, and like Project GC,
we'll have that in the show notes.
Yeah, Project GC keeps it like every 1,000 numbers, but HQ does not, and so it is kind of interesting. I just hit my 20,000 find, and I was looking at this challenge as I was trying to figure out what was going to be my 20,000 find, trying to make it something different, something special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you didn't hit the mark, you got 10,000 more to go per your Groundspeak profile.
Right. So I can do it again. So, and one of our newer listeners, watchers, BFMC out of Australia, he sent me a couple of GeoArts, and one of them is really cool. It's a GeoArt in the shape of Australia. And so GC795D has been added to our challenge list. So thank you for doing that. And mm-hmm. another challenge that trail he submitted was something for everyone. So there are easy challenges. There's hard challenges, but something for everyone. It's a SEC challenge trail. So those are in the document, and the document's been updated.
Yeah, thanks. And Team Tailwagger just sent us in some updated challenge trails. So everyone, thank you. As you learn about the challenge trails, keep sending us in, and we'll keep updating that document. And I'm a broken record, but it's in the show notes. Every show notes has a link to that challenge trail document. Yeah, we try to give you everything you need in one document when you open it up. Okay.
Whew. That's a lot of news.
That's a lot of news.
And
about Jasmer?
what's interesting this month, you know, in terms of stats, we always talk about challenges and how many challenges we've added. Well, right now we're sitting at 4,647 challenges worldwide, and that went up 91. Only 91 new caches last month, but the United States.
This month. A lot of times we're in the hundreds.
I know. The United States lost 59 challenges this month.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
It sounds like a mass archive of some sort.
It does. And I did more stats on states, and I could not find one particular state that lost a bunch. Hmm. So it was like a couple here, a couple there from all the different states. So, yeah.
Maybe they're going to be recycled. That's what we can hope for.
Hopefully. So. Hopefully.
We'll count on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some new room. So anyway, that's the number.
Tim. Yeah. All right. Let's talk Jasmer. You guys, I love Jasmer. I know you guys love Jasmer, and so many of you in our live chat are love Jasmer. You know, our listening audience loves Jasmer. So here we are. We want to dive deep into Jasmer. Please contribute in the chat so we can see as we're talking what you love about it, what your strategies are, what your achievements are, and that kind of thing. So to get started, I mean, we have to define it. What is Jasmer? So Jasmer is finding to complete one loop of the Jasmer. It's to find a cache in every month and year since geocaching started. So at least one cache since May of 2000. Does that make sense? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
a lot of people, when we use these nicknames, you know, it just, it means nothing until you really dig deep, figure it out what it is, and then get addicted to trying to achieve that. So why Jasmer? So the first Jasmer challenge appeared in California in 2008, and that was GC1, GBC1, created by geocacher Jasmer B. So that's where we get the name. So we don't call it the Jasmer B challenge, but it's the Jasmer. So, but don't forget that B when you're attributing it to the original person. Hey, we have Gary B in the chat saying already achieved quad. So we got a quad member in our chat. That's a really good point to say. Quad is the current Jasmer limit because there are only 4 caches left in the world placed in August of 2000. And so if you're starting from scratch today, that's the most that you can achieve. So a lot of us, we have the goal of achieving quad Jasmer. And a lot of times, and we'll get so deep into this, as you're working towards quad, you're achieving, even if you're working towards just your Jasmer of your first loop, you're really working your way towards quad so easily with all the finds that you're achieving just in your regular geocaching.
So I think I was reading the chat when we talked about that. So the Jasmer is defined one cache published each month from May of 2000 to today.
Mm-hmm. Right? To today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of them.
So as time goes on, you have to keep working to find a cache to stay current with the Jasmer.
And then, in fairness, as BFMC brought up, there are other versions. So he's talking about in Australia, they have a local version. There's no cache for June. So there's other countries have Jasmer offshoots, and some states have them as well. Some places say that you've got to have everything up to the current year, up to the current month. Some of them have exceptions. Some of them say because this country, you don't have access to it, it's the Jasmer for that country. So everything you can do for that country.
Right.
So there's a lot of variations.
Yeah, that's the difference between a Jasmer challenge that you can go out and find that's going to have its qualifications versus just achieving a Jasmer in your statistics. So
and there's many Jasmers. And I think now, tell me if I'm wrong, and I'm maybe totally off. It may be a different challenge I'm thinking of. But the original Jasmer had a date restriction on it as well.
I think it did.
So you had to find them before a certain date when it originally came out, so that people didn't publish one, you know, whatever.
And alter the stats. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a fizzy out there like that too. One of the original fizzies has like you have to find one. So it may just be fizzy, not Jasmer
That's definitely the California fizzies like that.
Okay. Then maybe that's what I'm thinking of, but I know some of the old ones had restrictions like that. You wouldn't be able to do it nowadays, but actually I think you could. You could do that nowadays, right? If you said, I want to Jasmer, but cut it off at this date, you don't have to find anything after this is published.
That would qualify for sure. Because that would be like an expanded mini Jasmer. And I know for Cache Fest, we've done mini Jasmer challenges to find one mini, to find two minis.
Yeah. Which we defined as, you know, find a cache in every month of a certain year.
Right.
Yeah. So there's a lot of angles that a cache owner, a challenge owner can take on this. And then there's just the basic statistic. So you'll hear us talking about looping. You'll hear us talk about double Jasmer, triple Jasmer, quad Jasmer. And that's why people working to find in those early months, those as many numbers as possible, which caps out at 4. And I put a link to a HQ Jasmer blog post. It includes a few details about Jasmer and pictures of caches from August of 2000. So that was just, it's an older blog post, but it's nice to check. And then Tim, you had noticed that as of, or caches placed prior to December 31st of 2000, there's 112 current year 2000 caches in the world.
Correct. And that's so one of the side games, I guess, that I've been trying to play is to get 100 caches in every year. Mm, and obviously for some of the current ones, that's real easy.
Sure. But
when you go back into that year 2000, there's not a lot left. And they are very, very rare.
Yeah.
And that's why I looked at that. There's 112 in the world to find. And some months have more than others. As you get later in the year, November, October, November, December have a whole bunch. I didn't bring my notes.
I think December has like 27 maybe.
27, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Because 24 that I haven't found is what I was thinking. But that's one of my long-term goals, which will never happen. But you got to have those unrealistic goals too, right? I want to find every existing year 2000 cache.
Woohoo!
In the background, I'm not working towards that, but obviously I'm not also passing up in a year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
But after you finish the major challenges, you got to find something to still challenge yourself, right? So that one's way down the street, but it's, hey, one day, who knows?
Well, and when you start talking about planning.
So go ahead.
I say when you're planning for a trip or you're planning for a Jasmer, I know that I have all the US year 2000 caches in a list. And wherever I'm going, I'll bring that list up. And because I use Cachely, plug them. I've got them highlighted. So when I look at a map and I see a red or a purple highlight, it's like that cache is important to me. What is it? And if it's a year 2000 cache and it's reasonably close by, I'm going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
No doubt.
Right. And I wanted to say, yeah, exactly. I prioritize the old ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting, speaking of Jasmer challenges and just straight up traditional Jasmer challenge where you have to find it in every month, you're going to most frequently find just a single Jasmer challenge. Occasionally, you'll run into a double Jasmer challenge, but I really don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, that there are triple and quad Jasmer challenges out there. Is that right?
Yeah, there is a triple in Colorado that I know of. Denali 41 did that one. I don't know of a current quad out there. I'm sure there might be one.
If anyone knows, tell me, because I couldn't find them.
Yeah.
I have found challenges where there's one that with a checker that I use, and it has a checker for triple, but that's more of a bonus to qualify for the challenge. They only require you to find three from each year. And so the triple is more like, hey, brag if you can. So Nels, who's very well traveled, says he's not run across a quad challenge.
And
if you know one, let us know.
I don't think there's in the guidelines.
I really don't think so.
You can't. And again, if you're going to publish a challenge now, you would have to show that people would be interested in it. That wouldn't be a problem. But also that there's a reasonable number of people in your area that have already accomplished
it. Achieved it.
You're not going to find that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Especially not for the quad. You're not. I don't even know. And I'd love to know how many people have done it ever. But take away the quad. Triple. You're not going to find a lot of local people unless you live in a really weird area that have done the triple.
Yeah,
I happen to live.
If we all start a geocaching commune,
that's right,
maybe we can publish it for ourselves.
Yeah, to skew that a little bit, I live down the street from the people that got the first two people that got the triple.
Okay.
Wow. Cool. So that is skewed.
Normal.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not normal.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
One of those is retired guy.
No. He moved out of Florida before I got here.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So, all right. In Colorado. This is some of the old stuff. But, the retired guy was down here before he moved up to Massachusetts. So I always look up people like that stats when I'm trying to put out a challenge. I'm like, look, this person qualifies for it.
And he travels a lot. He'll come.
he does. And it was pointed out earlier in the chat room that he's got 113 finds already in year 2000. So
he's more than our
active.
Yeah, wow, there's some of those anomaly stats out there, but we're talking about for people who are currently playing, and there's some people that have old caches, but that's not normal. We're talking about for the general general yeah. public.
If you're going to pick it up today and see where you can get. Yeah. Well, let's talk about how the main tool that a lot of us use. And this is a Project GC tool. This is the hidden month tool. So you can find this tool two different ways. So let's see what Tim pulls up for us here.
Oh, I had it ready to go.
No pressure. No pressure, Tim.
I've already got on the air. No pressure.
So
all right. Nope. So Tim has pulled this up from the tools tab at the top of the Project GC webpage. And this is under mapped-based tools, and this is map hidden month. You can also link to this tool from your profile. At the very bottom of your profile page is your hidden month profile stat. And that looks like this. So this is what you're going to see in your profile. And then at the bottom, you can see the blue link to the hidden month tool. So Tim's scrolling down to his. You can see he's going to link to that.
Yeah. And you can see I've got three caches already in April, and I go back to May. But July and December, I'm missing. I've only got one in those months. So here's the hidden map. The tool that we want to begin to work with.
Right. So if you click on that little like person icon, when Tim clicks on it, his name pops in. Or you can see there he wrote in Memphis Mafia, the profile name. You can limit this to a country, and then you can also limit this to subsections of the country that you picked. Mm-hmm. So Tim could limit this to just Michigan and looking for caches there. I don't necessarily do that, but it depends if I'm planning a really specific trip. Now, you can see there that loop is on the screen. Tim added that as a filter. So yeah, Tim, hit that drop down box. That says add filter, and you can see a number of filters here that you can add. So Tim has already selected loop and then made that three.
Actually can't see when I drop it down, it brings up a new window StreamYard's not showing.
Oh, okay.
So I'm bringing up a couple of the different things that you could choose. So you can say, I want to find a particular DT or a DT with a size and type, or whether it's archived or disabled kind of thing.
Considering we have people from all levels listening, I would say, like, if I'm going to do this and like Tim's doing it right now, I would do it just like Tim's doing it. I wouldn't limit it to any location. However, if you're just starting out, like you haven't made a ton of progress, so there's not just only a few left. Start off limiting it to your state first and see what you got in your state, which you can pick off easy first, then go back and search the world. But don't search the world for one that you can get in the next neighborhood. You know,
right. And, you know, often I will. So I'm planning my triple Jasmer. I have it all planned out. I know what I want to do, but I'm also taking my mom on the trip. And so I feel like I'm planning two Jasmers. She doesn't care. I care. I care a lot about her stats too. So I told her, she's like, I might not get there. I'm like, you know, I'm just paving the road of possibility for you. So I cannot help but look at her, the months that she needs too. And then, so I use the tool for, does that say cache hidden, Tim? So then you can select a filter for dates, hidden dates. And then, so my mom has a lot of boxes that she needs to fill in to get to triple. Mm-hmm. We both achieved double last year. So to start narrowing it down, because your search results are going to be limited to 1,000, you can say, just show me in this year or these 2 months of this year. Yeah. And that can help you not have such an overwhelming map, and it won't take search results out that may be the perfect cache for you to go find. Mm-hmm. So that's some good ways to use some of those filters. And you know, the results are so, so quick. You can do all of this. Well, not the loop, but you can search on the geocaching website for hidden dates and, you know, take your search results, put them in a map, but this gives you the opportunity to do so many filters all at once and get a result on a map. And then even from that map, you can filter out any caches that you've already found.
So you're going to groan when I say this, but I start here, just like you just said. And I'm such an old school guy. Then I do go to geocaching.com and I do it by month. And I also, I have hard copies of
stuff. Oh, yeah.
And on top of that, I have, so this one's going to show a lot for mine because I don't have the current months. Like the last.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
however, this tool does not consider the current month. I learned that.
I don't have the last 6 months because I don't care about those right now. Now if you'd add the filter.
And I'd like to say I'm very old school too. I have this chart. I have this list. I have this other page. Yeah. I'm very old school too.
A spreadsheet as well. Fun. Just because I'm like that, I keep a spreadsheet as well. So I have multiple, but I do that because stats are stats, right? So I'll check one against another. I always have access to that Google Drive spreadsheet anywhere I am.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can compare those against my list on Cachely that I have with me on the fly. So,
So since we did this part before the show, because I'm so close to a double Jasmer, I only need two months. I switched out Jesse and put mine in and put it for a second loop. So this a little bit better map, visually better. So you can see that I do have some worldwide. There's one in New Zealand, one in Australia, a couple in Europe. Looks like Hawaii is available to me. And then a lot in the United States. So I can zoom that map up.
Florida, I'm just saying, you got to make a trip.
I know. Well, you know, you come. I've already got Power Island, so when you come up to,
all right, I'll go with you to the Florida one if you go with me to the one in your state.
All right, done. That's a deal. We'll ride out with Captain Mike. I'll be part of his crew for the day.
Yeah, and Tim, scroll down a bit. You can under the map is where Project GC gives you then a whole list. If you filter out caches that you found from the map, it doesn't filter them out from the list, so that you got to know what caches you found by name, but still that's not too hard. We're talking to our diehards here. So
yeah,
you get it.
Unless they're called geocache and there's like 18 from the first
couple of years. Right. That's a good point.
I was going to publish one around here called geocache just for fun, just to mess people up.
What a throwback, if you will. Yeah, I like it. Yeah. That would be fun to hide caches in the most throwback way possible, huh?
At least GC17 put the date on it. But otherwise, there's a geocache in Belgium, a geocache in Colorado. There were a couple others. I think I found others in other dates. And I know I told this story before we got going and just finding our way brought this up. I completed GC57 in September during a winter trip, and it was a very enjoyable walk, but I'm thinking that being in the desert in May, that's going to be a really hot, hot cache to find.
Yeah. And I think, plenty of water. Yeah, I think that'll be one that I visit in the winter for sure. So, you know, when you're thinking of a strategy of how am I going to work towards my Jasmer, I know not everybody has the luxury to take geocaching trips, but, you know, when you look at the map, you can see concentrated areas and, you know, that can give you an idea of, like Tim, I saw on your map a concentrated New England set of caches. Yes. And I just did that this past fall. So, you know, you can go and achieve something in one trip. So that's one strategy is putting things in a list, mapping the list, seeing what you can come up with. I even had things mapped in all in one mega bookmark list on geocaching.com. I call it my to-do list. And I know that that's my broadest list. And as I get ideas or have already built this list, anytime I go anywhere, I'm checking that list to see, can I build this into this trip? So that's one way to really hit the big ones. But remember, you need to hit the easier ones too. We're not just talking about year 2000 and 2001. It gets a lot easier after that. And so remember to keep an eye on all your other months and how you could possibly fill those in as you're doing your regular geocaching, your much smaller geocaching trips and your typical geocaching patterns.
The other thing I would say, and I could kick myself earlier for not thinking about it earlier in geocaching, just because let's say you're going for the single or double, you think I'm never going to get the triple or the quad. Don't just get one of that month if you have an opportunity to get another one, because you may want to get all four later on. I have missed out because, you know, you see, oh, there's a year 2000 or a 2002, right? It's not a year 2000 because you get all those. Here's a 2002. Well, I've already got that. I've already got one. I don't need a third one. Yes, you do. You absolutely do. If you go anywhere near any of the old ones, even if there's another one that was published the same time right down the street, go get it.
Right.
If you're going to kick yourself later, do not pass up old ones like that. You know,
right.
After 2008, whatever. But before those, get them.
Well,
yeah,
we talk about how to go after challenges. Some challenges just, it's kind of by osmosis that you achieve them. And I know I've done the same thing, that when I go someplace, I ultimately want to get the four Jasmers. But you're right, until I get four of 2001 of every month or 2005 every month, it doesn't matter whether I get the 2000s or not. So look for the old ones and just collect them and collect them and collect them over time.
Right.
And over time, you'll see that you'll get really close. And that's when you can go crazy and go, I only need one more, or I only need three more in order to hit that level. So it's not something, you know, you don't have to go crazy planning for.
Yeah, and I made it a goal, and I have achieved this goal until we get to a new month every month, to get four in every month, so that when it's time for quad, I'm there, I'm achieved. When I find that old one, whichever old one turns out to be my last, I'm there, I'm ready to go, I'm quad ready at all times.
So here's the real question. Once you do get the quad, except for August, you can try to get five in every month.
Why not?
I mean, you might as well, right?
You might as well.
It's an unofficial challenge, but they wouldn't let you necessarily do it as a challenge, but a personal challenge, might as well.
Hey, take anything, make it smaller, make it doable. Mm-hmm. You never know. You could make a funky little old cash challenge.
Maybe.
You never know. You never know. So any other strategies you guys think for achieving Jasmer?
So I think a lot of the things that y'all said, I kind of just duplicate, right? Like I do more than I have to, but I do that. One, we're stat nerds. We know that, right? Or we wouldn't be interested in challenges and stuff. So I've got it on paper. I've also got it on a spreadsheet, but I also keep broken down by the year and like triple and quad on my list in Cashly. And just like you said, I know anytime I'm going to go anywhere, there could be one close by. Like, you know, I'm going to go somewhere to visit somebody. Okay, this may not be a caching trip, but I'm looking at my list and this is not that far away. If I got up early in the morning, I could sneak out and go grab that real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So I always have a general idea of where the hotspots are for all the major challenges I'm working on. Even if it's just down the road one day, you know, it's like like right now, I'm headed for triple. I need three for the triple. But I'm not going to overlook the quad because I want those three, because I'm not going to get to those three right now, or I'd already have them done, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be looking at the second layers of the challenge. And I think specifically with Jasmer, I think that's extremely important to not, like, if you're going for the single and you're like, well, I don't have that done yet, so I don't need to think about anything else. Think of it the opposite way. Think of getting four in every month from the very beginning. You'll get your one by doing that. You'll get your two by doing that. So when you do it, kind of look at this challenge in reverse. Look at the biggest possible challenge. That'll help you do the first one. Yep. And then just keep nerdy notes everywhere, because that's what we do.
Yes, it is.
And I've gone over that list so many times. Like, it's not going to change. It's the Jasmer. It's 2000, 2001 caches I'm looking at. is not going to change, but I still go over that list and double check and everything else all the time. Although it actually does change because one of the old ones I was going for got archived. It wasn't a 2000, but it was like an early one.
Yeah, yeah.
And boom, it's gone. I'm like, no. I even reached out. It was like a guy that hit four caches like in the year 2003. And they were getting rid of like the review because it was on a watch list. Put them all on a watch list too.
Right.
But I saw the things coming out. You have so many days. You haven't reached out back. This is in maintenance.
I'm that like, hurts oh, the community. Oh, everyone's learning together. Yes.
It's an early first 5 year. It's not a, you know, it's not a year one or year two, but and it's gone. It's not there, right? Isn't it? I was reaching out to him on emails, like I'm trying to find this guy on the internet, like, dude, let me adopt this cache. Don't let it die, that kind of thing. But you know, keep them all on a watch list. I don't know if we mentioned that earlier, but I think that's important if you're doing any challenges, not just Jasmer, because things do change or things get temporarily unavailable. We know some of the year 2000 ones are unavailable at certain times of the year, right? The Beaver Cache, it's unavailable for part of the year.
Yeah. Right.
If you didn't have it on a watch list, you may not even know that. And then you finally get around it and you're like, wait, where's it at?
And you find a hole in the ground like me.
Yes.
Because I went when it was disabled that one time a year. Yes.
And that one time a year is going cash
on the other side of the country from me, so I can't get back easily.
Oh, right. Gosh.
Yeah. So that is absolutely very crazy.
Yeah. Specifically Jasmer though. And here's what I would say. And people get caught up in the minutiae of the don't worry about the current year. You can get those at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the old ones. Always get new caches because you're a cacher. But right. Don't stress over like the last 2 years. You can find those anywhere. Right. You know, another way to do it, like we were talking about earlier, attend events. Then you're always mm-hmm. fresh. Attend events monthly. Right. And, you know, you've got 1, 2, 3 already.
Post events monthly. Yeah, to ensure they happen.
Because their published date is the day that you know, it shows up as the day that you go to it. So it keeps you current all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. Thanks, guys. This is so much fun to talk to. I know we're a really niche group, but, you know, we're the ones who understand each other and understand each other's passion about this topic. So it's so much fun to talk about.
But here's what's funny. The quad is so rare, but I would lay money on the fact that the three of us will get there.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
We need to have some kind of a community trip to Sweden together so that we can all assist each other in achieving this goal.
We should put like a quad leaderboard up on the website.
Oh, yes.
Because we can easily verify that. That shouldn't be hard to verify.
You know, challenges, statistics, yeah. Competition. Love it. Love it. Love it.
I'm just saying, you know, just, yeah, passion, obsession. That's it. You're absolutely right.
Yes. That's right now.
Oh.
All right. Love it.
All right.
Oh, I missed it. Hold on. I'm trying to get this one. Kathy says she's hoping to get her fourth this year on the way to going caching. That is so awesome.
That's awesome. Wow. Very good. That's not I think we've got a lot of passionate people here. I love
it. Yeah, that's, you know.
You are my people.
This is not the normal group of cachers, right? This is the intense among the intense. So.
Yeah. Yeah. This is so fun.
Yep.
Well, I think we need to play our live game before we run out of time, even though I could talk Jasmer for so long. Mm-hmm. So it is time to play Wheel of Challenges. Get your email app open. One live viewer each month will be selected to face off against the wheel to have a chance to win the grand prize, which is a one-year membership on our beloved Project GC. We do ask that you limit yourself to 3 total wins. To enter, send an email with the subject containing Spin Me, followed by your geocaching username in brackets and the answer to the following question. The first verified user gets the wheel. Your profile will be checked live on Project GC, and if you qualify, you win. So here is your question. Who is the namesake of the Jasmer Challenge?
Ooh, I know.
I'm going to start watching the email.
Okay, I got the wheel.
And feel free to keep talking, Jasmer.
I love this wheel. I'm always robbed. I'm never eligible for these prizes.
All right. Looking for correct answers. Let's see here. We have our first correct answer sent in by Cheeky Brit. And the answer is Jasmer B. Tried to emphasize that earlier in the show. So Jasmer B is the answer. And Cheeky Brit, we are going to spin the wheel and see if you qualify.
Round and round it goes. And it's a 4-star.
Oh.
Challenge number 44 to get 500 multis.
Ooh,
this one is GC Alpha Alpha Foxtrot 9X. And so we'll bring the checker up.
It's an 87
challenge. I got to figure out how Cheeky Brit spells his name.
While you're doing that, Emily, are you qualified for this one?
No.
I am absolutely not. So
no.
I That's might a be. Lot of multi-passes. Oh,
and Cheeky Brit does not qualify either. He has 139 fines.
So there you go. A good goal for everyone to work on.
Oh, there we go. Now there is a green check.
For you?
For
not
me.
Surprising.
Merlin
not
qualifies. Surprising. I have 989 multis.
In fairness, you found like 20,000 caches.
In fairness, yes.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, though, people have their preferences. You never know.
They do. And I have always tried, you know, my goal has been to be as well-rounded as I can. There's no bad cash. I'm not a real big fan of LPC, but, you know.
There are bad caches, but that's a discussion for another show for sure.
We got a lot of people in the chat not qualifying.
Yeah, I like Nell's multis.
But we do have a winner for
really,
this
really
next
good
month.
Multis here. So, oh, and Matt, I didn't see this one because I was working on the show. He already knew he didn't qualify. So, sorry, Matt, next time.
That's all right. Even if we don't qualify,
I'm not either.
Winner,
if it helps any, I am not even soliciting for the
Well, we do have a winner for this next segment. This is our monthly challengers. Every month we give a congratulatory shout out to listeners who email us proof of qualifying and logging a challenge cache since the last show. So email us your submissions to challengetalkpodcast@gmail.com. And we try to include as many as we can in a show, but we do appreciate everyone who submits it. And you all go into the pot to win. So let's see which challenge we're going to highlight first.
So the first one came in from Cheeky Brit. And it is GCAFXYW. And it's a challenge for the Fizzy Challenge. This came out in March of 2024. So it's one of the brand new challenges out. Here you need to complete a Fizzy grid using only challenges. And Cheeky Brit signed it on March the 20th. He was the second one to find this. And this is one challenge I do not qualify for.
A Fizzy of challenges. Very good.
Challenges. And cool. This is an 88 difficulty.
No doubt.
The terrain is 4.5 on this one. So I'd be interested to know what the terrain is like.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matthew, do you agree? Was that a terrain 4.5? Let us know in the chat.
It does have hike on there on the attributes, so.
And a tree climb.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. So this was a tree climb.
Tree climb, thorns, snakes, ticks.
Sounds like an awful tree. I don't want to climb that tree. All right. This next one is
Here we go. Oh, wait a minute.
What do you find?
I found this one.
The train sucked. I shed blood.
So I guess it does earn us 4.5, Jesse.
I like it. You know, that's, I don't know. To me, I love that kind of challenge. It's a challenge at the end as well.
Yeah. There you go. It matches.
Yeah. All right. Hike, bushwhack through thorny scrub oak, and then you get to the tree to get your climb.
That's what I'm talking about. I love it.
All right. Our next submission is by from Sims Quest. This is GCAM1CC. Scooby-Doo, those meddling kids challenge. Find unknown mystery caches with a certain number of different types of attributes associated with them, all along the theme of the Scooby-Doo gang. So how fun is that? A nice, fun twist. I love a fun twist on attribute challenges. So that's great.
So yeah, there's like 10 different attributes that you have to find a certain number of. Some of them are only one. Some of them are multiples.
Yeah, so I see night and flashlights and dogs and very Scooby-Doo. Awesome.
That seems very Scooby-Doo. I like that.
I want to copy that. That one's great.
I would like to see more attribute challenges. I know some areas have a lot, but you don't see those as much as you'd think.
A lot of people in our area are not bothering to use the attributes anymore.
Oh, wow. How interesting. Yeah.
So the next one was sent in by Gary from the GBs. It is GCA2XN7. And this is a Jasmer challenge of Contra Costa County.
Contra County. As we were talking at the beginning of the show, this is just a great example that fit right in of a strategically defined Jasmer based on the caches available in this specific county. So knowing that certain months were never available, you don't have to worry about it. It's not asking you to find caches only from that county. It's just kind of considering, since we don't have anything to offer, you don't have to worry about that month. And all those months are defined on the cache page.
Yeah, so that one's from 2022, so that one follows the new guidelines.
It does. It follows the new guidelines because you're basically just setting a defined time limit, even though that time limit has breaks in it. Mm-hmm. All right. This next one is sent in by, now this is from Denmark, so I don't know if I'll get this right. Palle F. J86. I don't know if that's one word or you say it separately. Sorry. But thank you for sending this in. Longtime listener, first time submission. This is GC44HDD Challenge 360 Degrees of Denmark. So this is logging 360 Danish caches, one for each of the degree intervals in a circle around the zero point. So we've heard of these before, and this is just one coming out of Denmark. And so a special shout out over there to our listeners. Thank you.
I know this is a pre-moratorium one.
Pre-moratorium. Because these are no longer available.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I thought y'all said that last week I hadn't heard that those are no longer available. That's interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can no longer do a 360. Now this 360 is different because he's putting it at a zero point Project GC measures your 360 from your home coordinates. So everybody's 360 is different. But here would be everybody's 360 would be the same. I don't think. Yeah, I don't think it'll meet the current guidelines, but it would be interesting. It might.
It's
possible.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know.
Out of hand, I won't say no. I'm saying probably not. But if you define the central point and say you have to find 360 around this point,
that's what standardizes it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. That's an I don't know. Good question.
See if we can find out for next month.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, and our final one from this month was sent in by Just Finding Our Way. It is GC42803. This is a cache stats challenge. So they've taken the fizzy grid and limited it to the first 49 boxes. So basically difficulty 1 through 4, terrain 1 through 4, and you need to get at least 10 in every one of those boxes.
Right. So, double digits. Yeah.
Double digit. Yes.
And just finding our way was saying that he was finally able to log it even after signing it in October of 2019, because he was having a hard time finding a 1-4. He said it's extremely rare. So he finally gave up hoping to qualify organically. And he headed over to the cacti geoart that we've talked about in New Mexico to target some specific caches from the various cacti and to sign all 86 of one of the geoarts. And he qualified for 77 of the 81 challenges there. And then he has to specifically work on strategically getting fulfilling the qualifications for the other four. But you can see there, that's the geo art that we previously featured. And there's his accomplishments, as well as the accomplishment of finally finishing the other geo art. So what a multi-layered challenge submission that this one was. Yeah. And that is who we are. And I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy about stats. We also want to recognize Bloody Cool, Acorn Mama, Team Tailwagger, Star Casher, Jedi Trash Panda, and Roadie Guy for their submissions. So they didn't make it to the air tonight.
Thank you. We got so many submissions this month.
Yeah, it was great. We love it. Thank you so much. It also helps to fill content when we don't have as exciting a guest on as we had tonight.
That's right.
Or we have no guest.
Congrats to this month's winner, Roadie Guy. Woo-hoo! So we always have a winner in this challenge, in this contest. So there you go. Congratulations. All right. Any closing thoughts on Jasmer, guys?
I'll go, because I know y'all have a lot more to say about it. But I just, I love Jasmer. And it, not to diminish it, but it's my second biggest goal, mainly because I have another one that's, you know, the 50 states that's doable this year. The quad itself, I consider Jasmer the quad. I think of the whole thing at one time. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to take a huge trip. For anybody in the U.S. that's working on it, you have to go international for the quad. So, I don't know, we didn't get into that specifics tonight, but I think it's just one of those things that, like, if you're into the Jasmer Challenge and somebody else mentions it, you're going to have tons of stories to talk about, because you have to go through, and I'm not down on any other challenges, right? There's many challenges you can do. 366. That can kind of be cheated a little bit. We know that. Because you can do challenges, or you can do earth caches or virtuals and send your answers in later. That's a big one, but can it be cheated pretty easily? Fizzy. I know you love Fizzy, Tim, but there's a lot of BS fizzies out there. Right?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Where you can do a whole fizzy in a day and it's all in a field, and we know that's all lies. But Jasmer is, to me, the purest challenge out there, because you can't fake it unless you lie about finding a cache. You can't, like, the cache is published when it was, and you can't change that. Nobody can go and publish a May or an August 2000 cache right now. It's not going to happen. So you can't backfill those. So to me, it's the purest. When I think of challenge caches, it is the purest challenge you have in geocaching. And, you know, people that aren't into it, I get it. Everybody caches differently. Like, you know, I know, I love that about the game, but people that are really into challenges, you almost always find them knowledgeable. If they have the ability, they're going after the Jasmer. I think it is the pinnacle of challenge caches, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? What you said made me think, we're going to, even though we're not finding them together, we're going to have shared experiences. The people who are on the Jasmer quest. Like, once I took Captain John's boat to Marooned in Georgia, I was in the Captain John Club, you know? Yeah. I'm going to join the Captain Mike Club next month, going to Power Island, you know? I like that. We all are going to, our paths are going to cross with the certain amount of limited caches that there are to find. And yeah, it's so much fun to talk with others about their Jasmer quest.
Yeah, we only have 112 caches in all of 2000. So certainly we're going to cross paths. And, you know, whether you go for it in January or July or December, you know, I can see the caches that I've targeted in Boston being significantly different to achieve in June, July, or August, as opposed to November, December, January. So, you know, when did you get that cash? When did you go for that cash? And so that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, you really do remember all of your, of course you remember, hopefully you remember your milestones, you know, but you really do remember all those old year 2000 caches. Like if you found a year 2000 cache, no matter how many caches you found, you probably remember that one over a lot of the other ones, right? That's and the part of the Jasmine, those old historic caches we're going after, those are almost always so much more memorable than many other caches, not because they're amazing, but because it's the history that's there when you step on that spot.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, look at Mingo. I mean, what is special about Mingo?
The hide itself, right? But I'll tell you what, as we were driving and getting closer and closer to Mingo, I had noises of excitement coming out of my mouth that I could not control. I was pumped to find Mingo. Right. A simple little cache in a corner in a cornfield.
A Mingo adjacent trivia topic. Have y'all done the GeoGuessr?
Yes,
that's a great point, Jesse.
Most people done it by now, but you can still see. Did you get Mingo in it?
Yes.
I did not get Mingo.
See, some people got Mingo. The virtual Geocache Talk Network, you know, we put that big virtual out there, the plaque, it's still there in the picture.
Oh, in the GeoGuessr.
I was like, hey, there's a sign that somebody stole. That's awesome.
That someone stole. Yeah. So that's a good point. Check out GeoGuessr. You have until April 12th to do that if you haven't. And here's a little tip that I had to go behind myself and figure out. There's two trackables to find. You cannot find one if you do it on your phone. You have to do, at least in my experience, had to do it on the desktop to find one of the two trackables. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I think I only found the one and I did it on my computer, but yeah, it was interesting. It was kind of fun. It was different.
Yeah, I like that. I used to play a game every day. I think that it was called Weirdle. And it was this exact game, but it stopped being supported. So it was fun to come back to that game.
We used to play GeoGuessr game years ago, and we played it a lot.
Awesome.
And it was very cool. And you would, every once in a while, you'd go by an area and you can see where a geocache area is if you know it's in your area.
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's nice. Great. Cool.
Well
it's been a great show. Thanks, guys.
So the next show is
Tuesday
of May, May the 14th.
Yes. So we'll see you guys then. We'll have some big announcements about Cache Fest and Challenge Academy. So stay tuned. Some big planning type things that you can start doing after next month's show. Also, show notes will be posted shortly after the show airs in the video description and linked in the podcast description.
And remember to say hello in that very special way when you see Emily or I at an event.
That's right. There might be something in our pocket for you.
So, and did you read the show notes, Jesse, to see that I put you in for the next comment?
Surprise. Oh, no,
I don't have it. I'm missing my other screen right now, so I can't have them both.
Oh, so this month's quote. It's by a very famous author. This month, we try to do a challenge quote every month. And so this month is challenges challenge all of us, regardless of ability or interest, to set a goal, work towards said goal, and bask in the glory of the accomplishment when achieved. Do you remember that?
That sounds cool. I like that one.
It actually came... It came out of this book.
Yeah, I've seen that book before. I think my wife wrote that book. I don't know. I need to read it one day.
Yeah, that quote came from Memphis Mafia. So, again,
fabulous.
Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you to everyone in the chat room. Jesse, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for letting me.
It's fabulous to have you on the show, Jesse. Thank you.
So, remember, it's not about the numbers. It's about the challenge.
Challenge accepted. Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Good night.